This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
2, 3, 4. If you're looking for advice from a real girl who might not have the answers, but goddamn she'll try, just a tip and you'll be on your way. With Meg and Batoon on Friday.
Okay, well, I guess we should start a podcast. Okay, here we go. Welcome to Just a Tip, my voice just cracked, a tangential advice podcast hosted by me, Megan Batoon. This week, I had to tap out during a pap smear because I forgot what pure pain felt like. That's why I have a friend here to help me help you. Addie Weirich, hello.
Hello. I'm here and I'm here pap smear clear. You
know? Love it. Is that your new tagline?
It is my new tagline.
When's the last time you had a pap smear?
Oh, actually, I had two.
What?
Recently.
Wait, that's
I
not
know,
legal.
Isn't it? So, oh my, we were actually just talking about crying on an elliptical and this brings it right back.
How did you have a pap smear on an elliptical?
So I didn't, but I found out the news on an elliptical. It was like, I went back, I'm from Philadelphia and I went home for Philly, like for Christmas. And I was like, let me get all my ducks in a row. Let me go to the gyno. Cause I was like, there's stuff going downtown in Lady Town and I got to figure it out. Cause I was like, my IUD, I've had it for like 4 years. Should I get it out soon? I don't know. I want to ask a profesh.
Sure.
So I get there and they do tests. Seems all good. They're like, you're cool. Do you want to do the pill on top of the IUD? And I was like,
whoa,
sure, it's a party. I got so many hormones raging in my body.
That seems like a big overdose.
I know it is. And honestly, I'm so bad at taking the pill. I was like, I don't know how long this is going to last. And she was like, try. And like, I have not taken it in like 3 weeks and I am breaking out. It's a problem. Anyway, a couple weeks later, I was on the elliptical and I get a call from the doctor's office.
It's never good.
No, but I did not think that. I was like, oh, the doctor. I love the doctor. The doctors are nice people who care about me. So aww. I was like, hey. And they're like, is this Addie? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, are you sitting somewhere that you can talk?
Just running an 8 minute mile currently.
I was like, I mean, I'm at the gym. Spill. Like, I'm on the elliptical.
Spill.
So I'm on the elliptical and they start, and she's like, okay, well, no need to freak out, but there are cells that are kind of multiplying a little faster up near your cervix.
Oh my
so
God.
We're just good. And I was like, oh my God, I have cancer. Is it
I'm
cancer? Tell
out.
Me it's not cancer. And she was like, it's not cancer.
No, what? No.
I'm like,
Addie.
And I started crying on the elliptical.
Sure.
It's like, I should have sat down. I should have called you back.
This is not a good time.
This isn't a good time. And so I'm like, okay. And then also, and I was like, okay, well, that's okay. She was like, we just have to come. You're just going to come in for a pap smear. You're like once every year instead of once every three.
Sure.
And I was like, okay, cool. She's like, this is very typical. This actually happens a lot for like young women, for young cis women. Like this is a thing that like happens.
Right.
I was like, okay, cool. And then I was about to be like, okay, bye-bye now. And she was like, one more thing. She was like, there's bacteria in your uterus that should be in your intestine.
Holy crap.
I was like, what does that mean? And like, and so I like wrote down all this information with my sweaty hands in the notes app because my aunt's a gynecologist and my mom is my mom. And I like called them both later being
mom.
Like, what's happening?
Oh no.
So I had to go back
my
to
arms
Philly.
Are numb already.
I know, right? My whole body numb, fell off the elliptical. But I was like, what's happening with my body? I had to come back. They had to do it all again.
Stop.
But this is the part that's fucking annoying because they were like, can I curse on this pod?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Fucking annoying. Because they were like, okay, we'll just like, if, because I was on the elliptical and she was like, okay, well, do you get like really bad cramps? I was like, yeah. Don't we all? I was like, it's like for like cis women, that shit's crazy.
Yeah.
Like for sure. And she was like, okay, well, like, is it ever, how long does it last sometimes? Like really bad. And I was like, I don't know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 45, maybe a couple hours.
Oh my God.
I'm just like kind of like continuous. And she was like, okay, so that shouldn't be happening.
Okay, so I think you're dying. One more thing.
Well, she was like, okay, does it ever like, do you ever like have pain during sex? And I was like, sure. I was like, not all the time, yeah, but like sometimes. And again, I was like, I don't know. Sometimes it could be gas. Sometimes,
right, sometimes never know.
I don't know. Like, and then she was like, okay, well, that shouldn't be happening either. We should come. You should come back so we can like do more tests. And now I'm like freaking out. But then like I get there and they ask me the same questions. I was like, I don't know. Like, yeah, sometimes it hurts and no one's ever, because like when you're like a cis lady growing up, everyone's like, the first time you have sex, it's gonna hurt. When you have cramps, it's gonna hurt. Every month, it's gonna hurt. Basically, right, your life is gonna be pain.
Yeah, and
it's,
you're prepped for the pain.
Normal, dude.
Right.
Like, that's
it's all part of it.
It's all part of it. So when they're like, if it gets really bad, go to an ER.
Yeah, I was like, when's really bad?
When's really bad?
Yeah.
I don't know.
My thing about pap smears is why do they hurt so bad? Are they supposed to hurt, or is it the fact that they're not giving me enough time to prep myself for being spread?
I think they're supposed to hurt.
Like, why couldn't they just, like, put a candle on or, like, put some music on?
Okay,
like,
so you want an experience.
Like a Kenny G or a Keith Sweat.
Right.
Give me a Miguel.
You put on a Keith Sweat and my vaginal cavity is going to open up like I'm giving birth to twins.
It's just so everything about it is cold. Like, the hallway is cold. The room is cold. The terrible IUD poster is cold. And then, like, my gynecologist came in and she was, like, no bullshit with me. And I was, like, trying to make conversation, and she was like straight to the point and not humoring me at all.
I am 100% bullshit with my doctors. I like when it's time for a doctor, I'm like, it's time to do a set. Like, it's time to make a laugh.
I want to do a tight three before I get in these straps.
I do a tight 15. Like, I make that shit last, and I get all the nurses involved. Because the thing is, this is
crowd work.
Honestly, if we're talking tips, this might be like my biggest tip is learn people's names. It is so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
It is just fun to know people's names, because especially the best thing about eating out is learning your service name.
That's the best part?
For me,
what
yes.
about not cooking?
You know, debatable, but the thing is like because I love not cooking, but like if me and you are out and then like we get a server and I'm just like, oh, hey, by the way, what's your name? And he's like, Joshua. I go, Joshua.
I know, you're so good at that. We went out to eat at a Mexican restaurant and I was like, I'm going to try it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That's right. That's right. I was like, just ask his name. Just ask the name.
Like, and like, I couldn't.
You couldn't.
I was like, can I have another napkin? And like, then, I just couldn't do the name thing, because what if I'm wrong?
I know.
Like, that's such a fear of mine of like, I'm like, thanks, Joshua. And he was like, it's Jake. And then he hates me for the
whole
time.
No, he doesn't hate you. Now you have an inside joke. Because that's the thing is like, he goes, it's Jake. And then you go, ow, fuck me. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Jakey.
Thanks, John.
Or John.
Keep changing
you just keep changing it. Or like, but the thing is like, when I meet someone, I'm like, hi, my name is Addie. And they go, hi, my name is Miranda. I go, ah, oh, so nice to meet you, Miranda. Miranda, where are you from? And then they're like, Minnesota. I was like, Miranda from Minnesota. Oh my God, Miranda, so cool. You just repeat their name as much as you can.
Right.
For two reasons. One, helps you remember it because you say it all the time. Two, this is what my dad taught me. Because like in Philly, there's like a little corner store where on the block that I grew up. And it was like Joe's Corner Store. And my dad was like, when you say bye, just say bye, Joe. Or like, thank you so much, Joe. Just say people's names, because it makes people feel good when they hear
their
name. And my dad is maybe the least social person I know.
Okay.
Like, he does not talk to people. But he gives me the most advice on how to like work people.
Sure.
It feels so insane. But he was like, Addie, it pets their ego a little bit. They'll remember you fondly. Like, it is a nice... it's a nice thing to do for someone, but also it still benefits you.
Yeah.
And people just like it. And then they remember you better. And then they'll say your name. And then you love hearing your name.
I know. There's something in our brains that right when someone says our name, we're like, oh my God, I matter.
Yeah, you're right,
and
Megan.
It happens all the time. What'd you say?
I said, you're right, Megan.
Oh, I thought you told me I mattered.
I mean, I said your name, so I did say that you mattered.
I see. Inadvertently, you said I mattered, which I appreciate. That's a really good tip.
It's a good
tip. Want to do that more.
It's
without being so scared that I have the wrong name.
Just do it. I mean, well, like, what are you scared about? What are you scared of when you do that?
I'm scared of everything. I think we're learning this about me.
I mean, I knew this, but like, we can dig into it. But maybe it's because of like doing improv for forever. She said the I word, but like I've done improv for so long.
Right.
And there's something beautiful. Like one of my favorite people ever, his name is Anders, and he was like this like Swedish mentor that I have. This is a French accent, but we're just going to pretend that it is a Swedish.
Uh-huh.
And he loved mistakes so much. Like, he loved failing.
Gifts.
Such gifts. And like it is
right.
If there's like one thing, like, I love when things go wrong during any live show, because it makes it so special.
Right. Yeah. It's just like more human. I mean, I did my first open mic the other day.
That's right. Insane.
Which made me feel insane.
Yeah.
But I realized like the parts that I was getting laughs at were just, they were unwritten. And they were the ones where I was like, if I messed up, then I would try and do something else. And that's when my actual personality came out. And then, because people can tell exactly when you start going off script. It's like something in our ears, we can tell.
Yeah. Right.
The maybe it's like a register of our voice goes into a different little
which
section.
I do think a lot of the like stand up specifically that I am like blown away by sometimes are people who are able to do their rehearsed material in a way that sounds like that.
Yeah.
And that's a freaking pro.
I know. Freaking pro.
It's a freaking pro. I think it's just because people, it's different because with a live performance, like, yeah, people want to see material that is like prepared or good. Like, you know, they're coming to see a show. So they're coming to see something.
Yeah.
But they're also in the room. And a big thing that Anders would say is that like the show is happening because they're there. Mm. Like, so if the audience wasn't there, then like then you're doing a video thing. Like, you don't need them. So, like, why are they there?
Right, right, right.
So when you recognize them or you recognize that you are in a room with them.
Mm.
So that's why when, like, that's why you get big laughs when, like, a stand-up is doing a joke and someone sneezes and they go, God bless you. It's
right.
Because the audience is like, oh, they remember that we're here.
Totally.
And that feels special. It feels unique. It feels like we are at this thing that no one else is at mm-hmm. and no one else will experience. That's, like, even though... That's like why I love improv so much is because it's so special in that way. I understand like the different like things or like stereotypes with it and stuff because a lot of them are true.
Yeah.
But there is something really nice of experiencing a moment with strangers and having like a stranger recognize that you are there, which again brings into the name
mm-hmm.
of like when you are at a restaurant and you are a server, because like I've done that hustle. I've been a server. I've been a hostess. I've worked retail. Like when someone just remembers your name mm-hmm. and then calls you by that, it makes the whole night different.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I'm interacting with people, not like clients or not like sheeple. You know what I mean?
Right. Sheeple.
Yeah. And it, and then you humanize, and then when you humanize, you empathize, and then the world is better. Right, dog? We got a dog in the office.
Right, dog? She's just so urban.
Francisco, right, dog? Yeah. That's right, dog.
That's the cutest little dog you have there.
It's a cute little dog. This dog is very little, so when I say cute little dog, I am referring to the size of the dog.
What else? What would be comparable to the size of Francisco? Francisco is the dog.
Francisco is a chunky chihuahua mix, is what I would describe.
Like a, it's like a big burrito is probably the same. Yeah. Like a very big burrito.
I would say think of three burritos wrapped in one tinfoil.
Yeah. Or like
so
a
like
travel
large.
Pillow.
Yes.
He looks like a, yeah. Like yeah. As, even the shape he's taking is travel pillow-esque.
Yeah. But then I would say the head is like the head of a...
An M&M, really.
Like a tiny chihuahua.
This is really small.
So it's really adorable what we have going on here. And
really
he carries
cute.
It so well.
He does. He really is owning
yeah, I love
all
him.
Of it.
Anyway, his name is Francisco, and I shall call him as such because I want to make sure he knows that he matters.
Well, this is not a podcast about dogs, which would be nice. It's an advice podcast, and
right.
we already have one tip under our belt.
Yep.
Names. Love it. We have a question from... an emailer. Are you ready to help a 20-year-old who wants to audition for X Factor?
Whoa, for X Factor?
Yeah, girl.
Wait, what's her email? Is her him, her? I
we
assumed.
Don't have an email. We have Scared Singer is who it's from.
Oh, it's from Scared Singer.
I'm 20 years old, and I have just completed an application to audition for X Factor.
Mm-hmm.
Is X Factor just singing, or is it multiple talents?
Okay, so this is when I'm going to reach for my phone.
That's okay. I can
and
check
just,
it
like,
out.
Look
X
it up a little
Factor.
Bit.
I now have a laptop, and I never usually do. It's a music competition.
Okay, is it just music? Because it's not the chair. It's not the chair one where they go.
No. Oh, wait.
Is it UK? Wait, so is this UK?
Oh, maybe it is a British reality show. Wait, what's the one where that's the voice when you turn around in the chair?
Yeah, wait, okay, I think I have my advice.
Which is what
for
I
this.
Always do. I'm always facing backwards, doing an ominous and epic reveal when I like something.
Honestly.
I just need to be impressed before my attention can look over there.
I love it. Because the thing is, you're taking away one of your senses. It's like, I'm not going to judge the book by its cover. I'm going to smell the book, hear the book. I want to do all the other things looking at it.
Judging the book by its cover, I've always had an issue with, because as I went to school for graphic design, and that was a job. That's someone's job, to create a book cover that makes you want to read it.
I mean, so it's a good job because I also, like, I'm going to look at the book. Like, I know what I'm doing. I know that it's working.
Yeah.
And also, like, when it comes to marketing, like, I buy shit off of Instagram.
Of course.
I straight up have a blanket that has my dog's face on it.
Really?
Printy Pets, dude. This is not an ad.
What's
this is
the
just,
last thing you bought on Instagram, like, from an ad?
I think it was the Printy Pets. And then, because now I can also buy more things with her face on it, because they already have the illustration that
Love
they made.
It. So convenient.
I can do a mug and stuff. But I did that. I've done backpacks. Oh, my God.
I bought a very expensive backpack off of Instagram, which I wasn't excited about, but it is sick.
I mean, I bought 2 backpacks because it was for a sale, and I hate them both. And I want someone to please take them away from me.
But they were only $5 a piece.
No, they were more than that. It was a problem. Okay, wait, but I will say, with this X Factor
thing, we're not even done with the question.
Not even close. Oh, we're not? Okay, wait, sorry. Keep going.
Okay. The audition is coming up very soon, and I'm having second thoughts about attending. I've never done anything like this before, and I have no idea what to expect. How do I push myself out of my comfort zone and attend the audition confidently? Or just the audition.
The audition.
This is a great question for you, because you're constantly auditioning.
Yeah, I love auditioning.
Which is interesting, okay, because I hate it. So I think this is going to be good from both sides of the spectrum. Why do you love it so much? And I will rant why I hate it.
You know, we don't get that much time to perform in front of people. You know, to be able to, like, do what we love to do and, like, share it with someone or whatever is fun. Okay, so here's the thing. There's a guy in New York called Andy Roth. He's a dope dude. He not only is like a voiceover casting person, but he'll do like little workshops. And I was like a little me. And I was like, I want to do a voiceover workshop to, you know, to see what's up. And
is that your audition tape right now?
Yeah.
Is that your voiceover reel?
Andy Weirich, and you should buy all the things that I say, or else I'm going to keep talking to you like this.
You're like, you give up all your money.
The whole voiceover thing is threaten the audience and they'll give you their money.
For sure.
But one of the most useful things that he ever did for us was, there were like 16 of us in the class, and he split us in half. And so he had 8 of us be like the casting directors, and then he had the other 8 in in the hall with the copy. And then he was the client. So I was the casting director. I was a part of the casting director group first. And he was like, okay, as the client, I want this sound to look bright, but also like grounded, and I want to make sure this part is really enunciated. Those are like what I need from you. And everyone has to be out in under 2 minutes. They have to be in and out 2 minutes. So you only get a certain amount of time with each person.
Right.
So every person who walked in, we were like, we want you to win. Like,
right.
And you're told that, like, you are told, like, they want you to do well. Like, just go in and be yourself. Like, you can do it. Like, they're told that, but that shit is true.
Right.
Like, being like, one, people will be like, I'm going to go in there, I'm going to do something different, so I'll stand out. Don't. Mm-hmm. Because you are different. You are a different person. So everything that you inherently are going to do is different.
Mm.
I guess don't sing a song that you've seen that a lot of people have sung. But if you have like a favorite song, sing that song. Don't sing what you think they want you to sing. Sing what you want to sing. Don't act like how you want them, how you think they want you to act.
Yes.
Just do it. Because then not only is that going to be your authentic self, and that's what you're going to give them anyway if you move forward or book it, and that's like what's special about you, so why would you hide that?
Right.
It is going to be more fun for you, and also then they can help direct you and give you feedback that's accurate, because you're like, this is who I am.
Right.
So when you go in, another thing that he said is like, direction isn't correction, it's connection. And you know a girl loves a rhyme.
You
so like,
love rhymes.
I love
and
a rhyme.
Acronyms.
I do love acronyms. But it's true.
Yes.
Like, when you get feedback in the audition room, oh my God, that's because they're like, you're so close, or I see something in you. Also, a lack of direction isn't a bad thing either. Because he was like, if you ever go into the elevator and you have like the elevator read of like, I could have done this differently, I could have done that differently. He was like, who does that? And a lot of us raised our hands. Mm-hmm. And he was like, how dare you? And we're like, what? And he was like, that's my job. Who do you think you are that you know better than me to give yourself advice, like a direction that I would have given you if I thought you needed it.
Ah.
So basically, you can't worry about it because you have no idea what's going on.
Right.
Your only job is to go in there and like be yourself and do a good job and like just trust that process of just like doing it.
Right.
And like, why would you not audition? Like, it's going to be scary. Just like going in there, make sure that you have people that you love supporting you, either like go with you or like texting you. Like, yeah, you got it. No matter what, plan something fun for yourself,
yes,
later that day,
mm-hmm,
so that you're like, this is not the big thing of the day. Yep. Like, I'm going to do this fun audition and I'm going to like get my outfit together and I'm going to like shower and stuff. Got to remind yourself to shower.
I only do my shower.
But then I'm going to meet up with Megan and we're going to go to a restaurant, ask what that server's name is. Like,
yeah.
You know?
That's the highlight.
But that helps because you're going to hate yourself if you don't audition.
Mm-hmm.
And you could hate yourself if you auditioned. But I think it's less warranted.
Definitely. No, I think that's such good advice, especially you told me that the other day.
Yeah.
That I was like, that is incredible advice that I wish all of my acting friends knew. Of like, don't try and do what you think they want, because that's what everyone's doing.
Yeah.
And then you're going to read it the same. Like, and you change the inflection of how you say the lines.
Yeah.
You know, this is not like an acting audition, but still, like, I think being super authentic, and it is always like, be yourself, but like, actually do it.
Well, this is me pretending to know what singing is. If there's like a riff,
sure,
right? That's like, sure, a riff, you know, that's Divine Gravity. But if there's like a riff and you're like, oh, well, this is what I want to do, but I want to do something crazy they've never heard before.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, again, I don't know anything about singing auditions, so maybe that is what you do. I don't know. But it feels like just do what you think is fun.
Yeah.
And only do that crazy riff if you're like, this is wild. I need to do this.
Right.
I got to do this. Because that's because then you got that X factor, you know?
Hey.
Like, hey, you know, you
quick
do,
plug
you
up
do
the
that
X thing. Factor.
Yep, quick. This podcast is not brought to you by X factor.
If it was, that would be
so wild.
Not fitting for who I am. I will learn how to sing, though. And I've realized the other day that, like, I'm tweeting quite a bit of how I can't sing. Like, more and more and more. All my tweets are kind of based around the fact that I can't sing. So I think I might do a video series where I learn how to sing off of the internet.
Dude, you can.
Do you think so?
I got better at singing because I watched YouTube videos.
Dude, you can learn everything off YouTube videos.
You really can. My dad, I didn't crash the car, but I like, it was the first, I was like driving our Prius and my mom, oh God, my mom was in the passenger seat. I was in the front and my boyfriend at the time was in the back.
Uh-huh.
And we were in the Trader Joe's parking lot in Philly. And like, I had been driving, this like one of the first times that I was driving, and like there were people in the car, including my mom and, you know,
the person.
I'm always trying to impress, my boyfriend. So like, I'm about to turn into a parking spot,
mm-hmm,
and my mom's like, you're too close. You got to back up and give more space.
Yeah.
Because when you turn, and I was like, and I said the worst words, like, mom, I got it.
Oh God.
I turned right into another car.
No.
But it was so slow. And I felt like, and I was like, well, surely nothing could have happened because,
oh God,
it's so slow. So I pulled back out, huge indent.
On the Prius.
Huge and dead on the Prius.
What about the other car?
Other car was fine. And I was upset about that. I was like, why did our car crumble and that car's fine? Like, what the fuck happened? Why is this? So anyway, my dad, like, it would be like a couple thousand dollars to go to a place and fix. My dad's like, I know, let's look this up on YouTube. And you take a hairdryer and you like
warm it up
and then pop and push it out. And he was like, you're going to have to help me do this. And I was like, okay. And I was like feeling real salty as fuck.
Sure.
And I, because we're going to have to take an extension cord and lead it out of the house with like my hair dryer.
I love that that's what you're upset about. Like, when you are the one that did this.
Oh, I know.
No, like, I have to fix this mistake.
No, not like upset, but I was just like, this is like, yeah, we got to do this. Oh no, I'm grateful that we did that. But the thing is, it was a summer day.
Right.
It fixed itself. It was just hot. And it fixed itself.
Right.
Anyway, we learned that off of YouTube, though. My dad fixes everything via YouTube.
Heck
and
yeah.
It's so smart.
Speaking of a hairdryer hack.
Yeah.
HDH. You can put, if you're wearing shoes that are like super tight, if they're leather or something that can actually mold, heat up your shoes with a hairdryer and wear like three pairs of socks. And it expands.
They expand.
Like,
yeah.
Heels. Ugh. You don't have your size? Just get the size I have.
Don't
and
do it
it
with smelly shoes, though. Don't do it.
That would be bad.
My shoes are so smelly right now, and it's because I wore them without socks.
I wonder if you could... Wait, for one night. Question about bowling shoes. Why is it such a specific scent that they have to, like, neutralize their shoes? Why can't they choose a different scent? Like, is that, like, bowling alley scent?
You know what? I don't think... Clementine nodded, but I think she knows, but I don't think I go bowling enough to even have a slightest idea of what
really?
You're talking about.
That's like ingrained in my brain. Like, what scent, if you smell it, you're like, that's that and nothing else.
I don't know. When I think of bowling, what scent is ingrained in my brain that
yeah.
way?
Yeah. Is it just good disinfectant?
I guess it's just all disinfectant.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense. A bulk little bowling.
Horses all have the same package. Smell, and cool. I love it.
Horses?
Yeah, horses. I love it. Yeah, Clementine's nodding. Clementine and I are on the same smell page right now.
Same smell page.
Yeah, I love the smell of horses. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, because I know it's gross. Also, my dog smells horrible. I love it.
I love it.
I love it.
Okay, helping scared singer push himself, him or herself.
Yeah.
Getting out of the comfort zone to attend the audition, we say have a support group.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bullet points. Have a support group. Have something fun later that day.
I think that's a huge thing.
Yeah. I also think that's a good thing to do for anything that you're ever nervous about ever.
Mm-hmm.
Just like
I love that.
Yeah. Because the worst thing you can do is just go home and sit in it and then like watch Netflix.
I think that's the best piece of advice I've ever heard.
Yeah.
About something like that.
Amazing. I'm so glad I could grace this podcast.
Okay, before we move on.
Oh, yeah, wait. And just do it. Do it. And, like, freaking love and believe in yourself. And, like, this is not the last thing you're ever going to audition for.
Yeah. Unless it is.
Yeah, but don't. Don't do that. If you love singing this much that you're going to do it and you're going to email into an advice podcast, that's how much you love singing?
Yeah.
Do it, dude.
You got to do it, dude.
Yeah.
So do you have any pre-audition rituals before you go into the room? Do you like, I remember one of my friends was like, I meditate in the car and I touch my fingers to each other. But like, and I don't think, oh, what I do.
Yeah, what do you do?
This is my pre and post audition ritual, no matter what. Well, I guess it's more post because pre, I'm just freaking out the whole time. So I don't really have a pre-audition ritual besides trying to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like three big breaths. That's about it. But my post-audition rituals, no matter how the audition goes,
Go shopping.
Yeah, I play a playlist called Alternative Nostalgia on Spotify that I've curated with all my Taking Back Sunday and Sugar Cult hits.
I think you have to share this playlist.
Oh, it's public.
It's public.
It's public for the public. Yeah. I love it. And I scream the words out the window. All windows are open. I have a great time.
I will say, I think I specifically don't do ritual stuff.
Ooh.
Because, like, for example, there was a time where, like, before I would do shows, I would eat, like, a white chocolate Hershey's bar.
Mm-hmm.
Because it gave me, like, a little bit of sugar so I could, like, perform. But then there was, like, one show where, like, I couldn't get it.
Yeah.
And it almost fucked me up where I had to be like, Addie, stop. It is a candy bar. You are the same. Drink some water. But I was like, I don't ever want to be dependent
sure.
on a different thing. So it's like, I just do my day. I just do my day. It's a part of my day. I'll text who I'm going to text. I will say I love, I have a lot of I also follow a lot of like athletes on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I find athletes and sports people very inspiring for arts.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm not the only person. I know it's a lot of like people, but I'll like pump myself up like, yeah, game time. Let's go. Yeah. You'll kind of be like, this is my job. This is my game time. This is my game face. Let's fuck this up.
I love that.
Let's do it. I do know that like, so I did karate growing up. And I got my black belt, what that means is that I've done a lot of belt tests, and those used to be, I used to get so nervous before them. And then something clicked. Maybe it was because I was like one of the only girls, but something clicked where I was like, they don't want me to get my orange belt.
Right.
I'm going to show these motherfuckers I deserve it.
Right.
And it like got me in this mindset of like, yeah, I'm going to go in and I'm going to fuck this shit up because I like got this.
Right. It's like success nagging.
It is like also I'm prepared. I will say that like instead of doing rituals, I'll just make sure that I'm off book. That I know my shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I'm like, I trust myself. I trust my things. The times that I get the most nervous and freak out is because I know that I'm going in there unprepared.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, so instead of like doing a ritual, know your shit.
Right.
Because that's going to help you the most in the room. And then you can walk in there with confidence.
I love it.
Yeah. Know your shit. Be yourself. Go in there. And also at the end of the day, we're all human. So like, mm-hmm. I just did an audition and I like was off book, but I like fumbled a line, or I like totally forgot a line. And I was like, I totally forgot a line. Can you go that one more time?
Right.
And it was like, yeah, I was like, and they were like, yeah, for sure. Cause I was like doing a good job and was talking to them and was like a person
right
in the room, which I is like, that. We're just freaking people. The X Factor people are still people.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look, I'm an Emmy and Oscar award winning actor. So listen to everything I have to say.
Listen, write it down, tattoo it on your body.
Tattoo it on your body.
And yeah. You'll be fine. Go in there and just show the casting directors everything you have on your body.
Your body. Yeah. But yeah, so that's the X Factor. Yeah. Yeah. So we answered that question.
And done.
And done.
That's a perfect little button. We're going to take a quick break while Addie gives us an extra piece of advice you can find on Instagram at Just a Tip Podcast. And we'll be right back.
Ooh.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back! You may know Addie from Marvelous Mrs. Maisel and Crashing on HBO, but after a quick internet stalk, we found that you think scabs are, quote, fun as hell.
Wait, oh no, when did I say this?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you.
From just a long time
ago. How do you feel about scabs, though?
I mean, scabs are fun as hell, but I now have a lot of, like, scars on my face and my body because I'll pick at them.
Oh, my God.
Because I pick at them. Listen, we've all been there.
Wait, why you pick at them?
Because they're fun as hell. Like, you don't like pick at shit?
I will never. That's one thing I'm super diligent about. If I have a scab, I'm like, I need to let it do its thing. It's like a breakup. I'm like, I know that you're undergoing transformation, and I will respect that.
You know, like, maybe growing up or like you would like see someone do something like really fucking gross and you would never tell them, but you're like, damn, that person like keeps doing this really fucking gross thing. Or like you see someone on the bus and they're like doing a really gross thing.
Yeah.
I think I've been that person to a lot of people because what will happen, and I remember doing this in school and I don't do it as much anymore, but I'll still do it, is like a mosquito bite. Mosquitoes really get me.
Yeah.
You're scratching it. It's on like your upper calf. It starts bleeding. You just got a blood trickle going down your calf.
Then
what you do is you take your finger.
I'm going to throw up.
And you lick it up. You just see it. Clementine's not in your head.
No.
I am not alone. I am not alone.
Okay. So one follow up.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You take the blood trickle and swipe it with your finger and then you put it in your mouth?
Where else are you going to put it?
I don't
carry napkins.
I want to go away for a long time.
This is Just a Tip with Addie Wyrich. Megan couldn't be here right now because she's in a cave.
I want to be away for 25 for life.
The thing is also is like you never just get bit once. So we're talking like 12 open wounds, you know, that I am just slurping up my own blood.
Why don't you just use a napkin?
Well, where would a napkin be when I'm on a public bus?
Okay. Why don't you swipe it up with your finger and then put it on the seat?
What?
Is that worse?
Put my blood on a seat, on someone else, on somewhere else? That is hazardous. So my blood, my body, my rules, my mouth, okay? That's my motto, my thing, okay? Like,
oh my God.
It's like, you know, you got to take it for the team. You know, it's like the real question is why am I scratching? And I don't know, because that'll just like happen. Like it shouldn't get to that point, but it does.
But it does. And
I don't have Band-Aids. I will do napkins. God, it used to be so bad in high school. I would like pick at my pimple or whatever and then like scab and bleed.
Oh,
and then
gosh.
I would like have like a bleeding thing on my face. I like, I'm not proud of this, but then what I would do is I'd like, you know, you can't see me right now, but I'm like leaning with my finger on my head being like, I'm thinking, but really my middle finger's just covering up a bloody wound
until
I can scab so I can go to the bathroom and put cover up on it.
until it can scab.
Yeah, because like it doesn't scab does immediately. Sometimes it'll keep bleeding for a while, and then and then the worst thing is someone's being like, "I think you have blood on your face," and you're like, "God, I do.
I do." That happens a lot to me, except for it's with food. Like people will be like, "Do you have a crumb in your eyebrow?"
See, well, that's yes. I don't know how I got up there, but I do feel like that's like I feel like yours is endearing and mine is horrifying.
Yeah, quite
you're just
possibly.
Like, oh, Megan's like a fun eater. She's like a little rabbit. Just a little rabbit that it's like Addie.
Addie is bleeding from every pore.
Bleeding from pores. Addie is like an unattractive Carrie.
Wait, quick question. Now that we're on blood, how do you get rid of nosebleeds? Because I know a bunch of people have different tactics.
Listen, bitch, I ain't never got a nosebleed.
You've never gotten a nosebleed?
No, I make
Come
my
here.
Own blood.
Come close.
Yo, shut up. Yeah,
You're not bleeding.
I've never got a nosebleed, and I pick my nose hella hard.
One time I was...
Am I the grossest person on this podcast? Maybe. Maybe.
I've got gross things. They just haven't come out yet.
Mm-hmm.
You're
not scratching hard enough.
I was at Sundance one year, and it was so cold, and I'm from Florida, so I'm not used to being cold.
Right.
And I woke up with, like, a crazy waterfall of blood coming out of my nose.
Oh, shit.
It was just because it, like,
See,
dried up.
I feel like... I was always jealous of kids who got nosebleeds because I feel like that's also an endearing thing.
How?
Well, one, it's like you get all the attention. Everyone's like, oh, no, you're bleeding. Let's like, let's all help you like tilt your head up put it down. Or like, let's get like, oh, no, Cooper has a bloody nose. Oh, no, Lucy has a bloody nose. Let's like help them.
Right.
Oh, no, Addie just has a bleeding face. get her away from me. You know?
A bleeding face.
Even like I have an IUD, so I don't get my period anymore. So truly, any of the times that I'm interacting with blood, it is my fault and not cute.
What are the two things? Like, there's one for bloody nose where you're supposed to pinch, like, the bridge of your nose.
Yeah, but then there was, like, science that came out that was like, don't do that.
And then there's also, like, you're not supposed to tilt your head back, right?
Right, because then you'll die.
Die? I don't know. I guess I've never died. What I do is I just pinch them together, just like my nostrils, not like the bridge of my nose. Yeah. So it has an opportunity to flow, but not too much.
Yeah.
And then also, I think... You could, I twist little tissues and then put them in each nostril and then mouth breathe for a bit.
Yeah,
I think that usually works.
That's like, I feel like that's like the classic thing that you see is like the old like fake tampon thing.
Or what I do is I just blow it really hard until there's nothing in there anymore.
Oh, God.
That one's kind of like an exodus of blood.
It's just like dryness, I guess. I don't know. I don't know why my nose refuses to bleed even as much as I will it.
You've never bled through your nose.
No. The only time that I've ever, like, had blood, like, from my nose is, like, I've been sick. And there's, like, mucus and blood and shit because your body's like, get this out. And,
right.
like, you're infected. But I've never just, like, had straight blood coming from my nose.
Wow.
And I've gotten, like, punched and kicked in the nose from, like, karate stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too, from other things.
I once got kicked in the face and I got this, like... super hot fat lip.
Yeah.
And then by this one guy. And then I was like, dude, he kicked me in the face. Because he had like these big long legs and we were sparring. And then like after it healed 2 weeks later, he kicked me on the other side of my face and I got another fat lip on the other side of my mouth.
Oh my God.
That was really funny. And I had a crush on a guy in the karate class and I was like, you can kiss it. And he was like, no. And I was like, well, that didn't work.
No.
He was like, absolutely not. What the fuck? And I was like, it's a joke, but you could if you wanted to.
Wow, bloody noses. Speaking of things that you love.
Right.
What are you obsessed with right now? Before we get into our next little segment, I want to know what you cannot stop doing or eating or watching or thinking about.
Yeah.
What do you love?
Oh, man. I should have prepared for this. I mean, this is my impulse thing.
Sure.
Just because I'm like new to LA, I like am obsessed with how it smells out here.
What do you mean?
It smells so good.
Like how?
Like fresh and clean.
Really?
I know that like LA's thing is like we have air pollution, but
right,
like
right.
it
but
smells
I love
so
the
good.
Scent.
It smells so good. It smells just like because I'm from Philly and then I've been living in New York for the past 4.5 years. And I think I didn't realize how bad things smell. Like people talk about it like,
oh, yeah,
it smells like pee everywhere. Mm. And you're like, yeah, well, that's how the world smells. People yeah. have to pee. Where are they else are they going to go?
Aside from Broadway.
Broadway or a subway or like, I get it. I've peed on the street. Like sometimes.
Hang on.
What's up?
How'd this happen?
You get drunk. You gotta go. Everything's closed.
On the straight up street or like in a little crook?
I mean, there's different places to go.
Or on the mountain of trash.
What I prefer is like you do in between two cars. So you get like a little like wall situation and then you get a friend to like be on one of the other sides. What's also fun, like what we used to do in Philly at like house parties and stuff when it was like backyard and like, oh, the house is locked. Like you got to go. There's a long bathroom line. You and a friend go out into like the alley. And if you got like a friend who's like a girl, like you drop your pants and you hold arms and then you do like the squat back. So like you're sitting, you're like squatting at the same time and you pee at the same time. Yeah, it's hella tight, works all the time. Except one time I did pee straight into my sandal and I was walking around with a wet sandal the whole night. I was like, that's my pee. I am the grossest person on this podcast.
I have never heard this little
powwow. Well, you didn't drink till you were 21 though, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But I had to pee really badly before, regardless of the alcohol.
Yeah, but you weren't like drunk and like 17 and being like, this is the best decision.
Right. But I mean, a girl and I have had to pee simultaneously and that would have been a good option.
Yeah. I don't know how we like, it just became a thing. It was like motorcycle arms or something.
That's really cool, honestly.
Yeah. Megan, after this, let's drink some water and go out into the back of HeadGum. Show them what's up. You know?
I no longer have a podcast after that.
No. You know, or maybe they give you more. It's just a little different theme, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You bond with a lot of girls that way. The girls bond a lot over, like, peeing and, like, bathroom stuff.
Oh, bathrooms in the bars. I've met some of my best friends for one night.
Yeah. Truly. I had a friend who, this was like one of my like favorite, like, you know, there are like moments that happen and then you're like, oh, that was like a movie, which has happened. It's like that could be written where like I had this friend and she had like just kind of gotten broken up with. And we were like, okay, let's just like get you to a bar. Let's just go to a bar right now. And we ended up like walking. It was like pouring rain outside. So we just walked into the closest place that was possible. And we like go to the back, we drop our stuff. It's like pretty full for like a Tuesday. It was like very full. And then she's like, I have to go to the bathroom. She like can't stop crying. She's like crying. I have to go to the bathroom. And I was like, go ahead, girl. I will watch our stuff. She goes in. I'm on my phone. I'm waiting. She comes out. She's tiny. She comes out with this huge woman who has her arm around her. And the woman's just like, fuck him. He's a dick. Yeah. Fuck him. And there's like, this great thing of like, you don't know what happened, but you do know what happened.
Yeah. Oh, you know, for
like,
sure.
Crying girl walks into a bathroom. Woman is like, who hurt you? Let's hurt him. Like,
yeah, I love that.
She came out and she was like, listen, like I hate this guy, but look, my friend owns this bar and she was like, but listen, I have a friend here. He's really cool. And I'm like, oh shit, this woman's going to try to set my friend up. We don't want to meet a guy. But then she's like, he owns the bar. This is the soft opening. Everyone here is really good friends. We can get you to drink for free. And we were like, oh, what up? So we were the only randos at this bar full of friends. Everyone got on our side. We drank for free.
Oh my
her name was Liv. Long live Liv. She was the
Long
best. She had this huge bow in her hair. We love her.
Wow.
Anyway, bathrooms, bonding. You know, we never saw her again, but for that night, she was everything.
That sounds about right. There should be a bar called The Girls' Room. And
it's Amanda Bynes.
Right, yeah. She hosts it every night.
Yeah.
But like, I wish we could make that smaller, like ubiquitously experienced room.
Yeah, but
the bathroom bar.
Right.
In like a bigger.
I feel like it would be a speakeasy. I feel like it would be. God. I feel like it would be like, okay. So here's a pitch. Any investors who are listening, listen up.
Speakeasy.
So it's a bar. Okay. So you walk in.
Speakeasy and it's turned escape room.
Exactly. Well, kind of. So it's like, it's a bar. You walk in and you're like, this is a bar for all people. Yeah. And then you go to the girls' room and the entrance to the female only speakeasy is through the girls' room.
Yeah.
And it's like called the girls' room. And the speakeasy is like another bathroom. It's like a larger bathroom, but it's like the toilets are the seats and there are like chairs.
It doesn't really matter. Addie's peeing anywhere. Every room is a bathroom in Addie's mind.
You can't wear pants or underwear. Never mind. I take that part back. I take it back. I take it back. But actually, that's a great idea.
Let's do it.
Can we?
I don't think so.
How much money do we collectively have in this room, including the dog?
Francisco, how many coins you got in your
How much coins you got? How many doubloons?
That would be so fun. There's not enough speakeasies in the world.
I think there are.
I don't know about
them. I was told that like LA is a speakeasy town and everyone's over it.
What? I've only been to like three.
That is a lot of speakeasies, I think.
But none of them are the ones I want.
Which one do you want?
I want one where you walk in.
Okay.
You like a lot of the ones in LA, you walk through like a refrigerator or a barbershop or a sandwich place.
Boring.
No, I like that aspect of it.
Walk through a refrigerator? Come on. I want to sit in it. Is that what you want?
But then I want like, I want it to be straight up like the Great Gatsby's. Like, it's got to be themed. It can't just be, I mean, there's one that's 70s here, and there's one that's kind of like on a burlesque level, which they're all fine and great, but yeah. I also want it to be like less wild, because when you go into all these speakeasies, there's still things happening, and I want things
you
to not
be
like happening.
Card game, maybe one person in a lob.
That's what you want. I want it to be a loner, like 3 a.m. weirdo town.
Okay.
And then just us.
I mean, we can do this.
Yeah, I like it.
Nothing is stopping us. Anyway, do we have another question?
We have one more question from me before we get into our segment.
Oh, sweet. Okay, wait. So the thing I'm obsessed with is LA Air. That's great.
Oh, love that. Okay, so now what's something that you hate?
Oh, I was just talking about this. I hate when people say that their parents are their best friends.
Well, my thing is don't be best friends with your kid, like, until they're old enough.
No.
What?
It's your mom is not your best friend.
No.
They are your mom.
Yes.
And you have a great relationship with them.
Right.
That's it. Did we already talk about this?
No, but like a Gilmore Girls scenario, I don't think that's
good.
They're
not best friends. They're not best friends. Well, yeah, it's weird. You make friends. It was just because I'm coming in hot off of this because I literally was talking to someone about this last night and they were like, well, I think at a certain age, they are like your friends. I was like, no, they're your parents.
Yes.
Like, and I think, but again, this is coming from someone who has an abnormally close relationship with my parents.
Yeah.
They are my two favorite people, but like, they are still my mom and my dad because like one time I was like talking to my mom about like boy problems. And then she started talking to me about my dad in a way of be like, yeah, we get in a fight sometimes. I was like, oh no, I don't want to hear it. I can't hear that.
Oh,
because
interesting.
Because that's different also. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And maybe it's like because they're still married and maybe it would be different if I was like gossiping with my mom and she was like dating or whatever. And it's like, okay, mom, go ahead. Like,
yeah.
Maybe that would be different. Also, this is like my problem with asking me if I hate something is that like my mom never let me hate anything growing up. Like she's one of nine and like her thing is like, you are grateful for everything. And how dare you judge anyone to the point where I would literally be bullied at high school. And I would come back and be like, this person was really mean to me. She made me cry. She did all these things. My mom would be like, wow, sounds like she's really insecure and is like maybe something's going on at home and she's actually really sad. And oh, this is really a shame to hear that she's acting out this way.
Right.
And then
that's so good,
though. And then I couldn't be like, she's a bitch. Because I was like, no, she is sad and growing.
Totally.
So it makes it really hard because even the second that I'm like, man, fuck you if you call your parents your best friends. Ha, fuck that. My mom's voice in my head is like, Addie, you don't know.
Right. That's so true, though.
Yeah, so I guess I hate myself.
In terms of things I hate,
me.
My follow-up question to things you hate is how do you make it better? Like, what are you going to do with your kids?
Ow. I mean, I'm going to be a dope mom.
I mean, yeah, bro.
I'm going to be a freaking hella sick mom. See how I said mom and not best friend?
Yes.
I'm going to be a mom.
I think that's the job title you're signing up for.
Yeah. And this, like, I was really depressed my senior year of high school. And I told my parents, I was like, you are the people that I look forward to hanging out with. And that is sad. That makes me more depressed.
Right, right.
That is not good.
That is not good.
Yeah. I guess I also hate like men's activists and like racist people.
Yeah. I mean, that goes without saying. Oh, I guess it doesn't.
It doesn't. You know, that's the thing is like, I should, every time I'm like, this goes without saying, then someone is like, I'm saying it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no, sit down.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially like, man, I don't know how dark this pod is supposed to get, but like,
oh no,
but like the mosque shootings just happened.
Yeah.
And like, I also got that while on a Tinder date last night. I went to a bathroom during a Tinder date, got the CNN update, and I was like, do I go out and turn this day and Tinder date into a different direction?
For sure.
Or no? Because I got really fucking sad, and I get really angry. There's a point where like, where I feel like a certain sadness almost is like apathy sometimes, and it's just like, I'm really sad for the families, but then I just get really mad, and I get mad at like this government, and I get mad, and it's hard not to be mad all the time,
right?
Because that's also not productive, but also you got to feel your feelings, and again, I think that's why it's so important to know the names of your servers, because when you just like meet strangers and learn their names, and you get to be like, oh, you're like a stranger that is like another person, like a nice person, it becomes like, I love meeting strangers. I love talking to strangers. I love talking to people and learning their names because it like makes shitty things better.
Yeah.
And you can put a face to other people who like might also be feeling the same way.
Yeah. Well, like everyone is a real person. I think that's what we forget sometimes when we go to an industry like a restaurant and those people are they're serving us, but also like everyone has their own backstory and they're fighting their own fights and like they are the hero in their movie. And we're just extras or we're co-stars.
There is that word. Do you know there's like that YouTube channel where this guy like kind of like makes words for feelings? It's really cool.
Oh yeah, there's a book downstairs.
Ew. Oh, cool. I will be right back. just kidding. But there's a word for that feeling of kind of looking at someone and being like, wow, they have all the same experiences that I have. And I will actually never fully understand another person.
Whoa.
Have you ever dated someone? I once was dating someone and I was so in love with them that at one point I got so sad that I would never meet them in high school. Like that there were people who knew them.
Yeah.
That like there will always be someone who's known them longer than I've known them. Because I was just like, I just want to know everything about you.
Yeah.
And I got sad. Then I had to be like, okay, Addie, you know, stop.
You know, stop doing this.
You know, stop. Like, you're with them eating dinner. So it's like, eat dinner.
Right.
And stop being like, do you think we would have been friends in high school?
I always ask that question.
Me too, because I think
even
it's
my
fun.
Sister.
Some people, I think, do you think we'd be friends in high school?
Well, this is what I was thinking about the other day that I was really mad at myself for not getting into, like, the theater and the drama department.
Yeah.
Because I feel like with all of my friends now, they're like, oh, so tightly in the comedy scene, but like I grew up in the cheerleading crew. I just said croup. But yeah, I feel like I didn't know the drama kids, and I was
how big was your high school?
Big.
Like how many per grade?
3,000.
Wait, per grade?
I don't know. Maybe all together. Maybe 1,000 per.
You are rapidly changing numbers. There is a difference between
listen to me. I was like 1,000 per grade, four years, maybe around 3,000 total.
That makes sense.
I mean,
cool.
Because
I had 100 per grade.
That's so small.
It was so small. And the thing is, like, my middle and high school was, like, super academic. So in the middle school, like, when I was in third grade, I took a test that got me into this school, fifth grade. So it was a magnet school. It was still a public school, so we had no money. But, like, it was a magnet. So
you're talking about middle school?
Middle school.
Okay, so I was in a magnet school in middle school, too.
Yes, so there was 200 of us in the middle school per grade. So the middle school is bigger. So, like, by the eighth grade, there are 200 eighth graders. Ninth grade, only 100. You had to reapply.
Oh, crap.
And it was super competitive because they didn't take anybody outside of the middle school, basically, for the high school. So in seventh grade, when we were taking tests, you were, like, sitting with your competition.
Right.
And it was horrible. Like, the amount of stress that, like, people go through at this particular school is insane. There are, like, I am grateful in hindsight for a lot of the things that I, like, learned. But stressful as hell. Anyways, there were so few of us that, like, you were friends with everyone, like everyone who did something different. But also, what is a friend? Because, like, I'm not really in touch with almost anyone from high school.
Yeah.
So, like, you know. But it's interesting that you're like, the cheerleaders, I didn't know the theater kids. And it was like, everyone was in the theater production because someone needed to move a prop. We need somebody to do this.
I was just mad. I felt like if I would have started there, I would have found, like, my tribe sooner.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, I love cheerleading, but it's not doing anything for me now.
But
we
are going to go to Sky Zone.
Oh, yes. And that's going to be great.
Because I do want to flip around.
Yeah, without all my backflips then.
Yeah.
I would love to be friends with you in high school, but I feel like if we were in the same art class, I feel like that's where I meshed with people that weren't in, like, the cheerleading and the dance types. Because I was on yearbook and in, like, a couple photo classes and design classes. And I loved that. So I feel like that's where we would have probably
met. I was not a part of yearbook, though. But
you would have been good at it.
I think I would have been. But again, I think the people who were in yearbook, I think I was like, you know what? You do it. Did I tell you what the superlative that I got senior year?
What did you get?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Wait, I think you did, but I want to hear this again.
I don't know why we even had this fucking superlative, but it was called biggest ego.
Wait! Okay, no more questions. Let's do this.
It was called biggest ego. And again, senior year, I was depressed.
Stop!
I was like, at this point, I was like going to New York and taking comedy classes.
Wait, this is the worst superlative. The fact that people had to
We had best smile, nicest, best couple, best eyes, like funniest, like all these things. And then there was biggest ego. Like, and again, I was not in school. I must have missed maybe 40 days of school because this is what would happen. At this point, like, I've been doing UCB classes my junior year of high school. And then by senior year, I wanted to do advanced study classes. So I was like traveling from Philly to New York. And in New York, the advanced study classes, a lot of them were during the day. So my dad wrote a letter to the school being like, Addie needs excused absences from school to go to these improv classes during the day in New York for educational and career opportunities.
Oh my God, maybe that's why, because they were like, Addie's too good for us.
That's what I think it was. But really, I was like, I'm so sad. And oh, I just want to leave school. And I got into NYU like early decisions. So I was like, I don't want to be here anymore. And like, high school was really hard for me. I really didn't like high school. I really put on a really good face. I think people thought I was happy and I really wasn't. And like, I finally got, and so when I was gone, and then I was just like depressed and I wasn't on antidepressants yet. So I was like, just like sometimes I just wouldn't go to school. I would just like sleep through school. Mm-hmm. And apparently what would happen is that the teachers would be like, where's Addie? And the kids would be like, I think she's in New York. And then they would just mark me present. Because I got excused absences.
Oh.
So when I was in New York, it was marked as a day that I was in school. So I must have missed about like 40 days of school my senior year. And it only says like 10 sick days when I like was sick.
Wow.
It's insane.
Did you get a physical award for the biggest ego superlative?
No. Okay. So back to the ego thing. No, but it was a yearbook thing. So like this happens at the end of the year.
Wait, it's printed for forever?
It's printed in a yearbook.
No.
But this is what, okay. It gets worse slash better is that.
Oh God, no.
So I go into school on a day that I decide to go and they're like, Addie, you want a superlative? And I was like, Shoot. Oh word, what is it?
Oh my God.
And this is, and just so you know, in eighth grade, I won best smile, nicest, and best dressed. So,
wow.
And they were like, you got to pick one. And I was like, I'm so happy. I guess I'll pick smile and give the other ones to other people. And
oh
like,
my God.
So I really went from that to then like biggest ego.
That's so funny.
Huge ego check, you know.
A slippery slope of superlatives here.
But I was like, what? Biggest, what? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, I don't want.
Yeah, this isn't a mistake.
Yeah. And I literally was like, I don't want this. I was like, I don't want. This is mean.
What a terrible.
I said, this is a mean award. I don't want this. And yeah. They were like, okay, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, I don't want this.
What do you mean? Are you sure?
So they gave it to the runner up, the girl. So there was like a guy and a girl who won it. So they gave it to the girl runner up. And then out of the woodwork, people that I had not talked to from like different grades were like, Addie, you should really take that superlative. Like not a lot of people are lucky enough to be in the yearbook. Like not a lot of people get superlatives.
What?
It's like not. And then my friend at the time, like he sent me the song Ego by Beyonce being like, it's a good thing. Like ego is a good thing. Like embrace it. And the yearbook people were like, you know, it really means just like confidence. And I was like, okay, so why don't you make it like most confident? And they're
right.
Like, well, like that's not that, you know, that's not the thing. It's being an ego. And I was like, well, just make it the thing. And they're like, no. And I ended up being like, okay, fine. Fuck it. I'll do it.
Oh,
I'm
no.
never going to look at this yearbook until like 20 years from now when
until
I'm referencing it for
kids.
Like a comedy shit. Yeah. Or my kids, which will be also a comedy thing. So like, sure, I'll do it. But the girl runner up was like, I don't want to not have it anymore.
Oh my God.
She had too big of an ego.
So, oh my God.
So in the yearbook, there are three of us.
Well, that's better. I think it's worse. Charlie's Angels of Confidence.
It's me, this girl, and this guy. And like, I think it's worse. I think it's so
like
funny.
You guys are a collective one person that just has like a huge ego.
Yeah. Just more so that like the runner up didn't have like,
right.
She had too much ego to be like, oh yeah, I'll give it away.
That's
She's like,
so
no, it's mine
funny.
Now. I don't want to let it go. And I'm like, well, I should do it. Also, it's just insane. So I'm in there as big as ego.
That is hilarious. I wanted a superlative, but we didn't get printed in the yearbook.
Oh, really? I mean, we had so little people. It was like, what else are you going to put in there?
Right.
Yeah.
What else? Yeah, I guess you're right. Just everybody's photos.
What
just
was your quote?
Two page. What was my quote? I would really it was probably something super like trying way too hard to be creative.
Yeah. Mine was straight up, don't let school get in the way of your education.
Oh my God,
Wilde.
I love that.
Yeah, and like very telling of someone who like did not go to school because was doing comedy education shit.
Mm.
And then I also forgot this. In high school, I told people, I was like, I'll probably go to NYU for 2 years and then drop out because I'll be like working or doing something that is taking up too much of my time.
Right.
I forgot that I told people this. And I have friends in LA who knew me in high school and they were like, Addie, you know that you did that, right? Like you did the thing that you told us. And I was like, really? Because when I dropped out of NYU, it did not feel like,
yeah.
It felt like a slow progression.
Yeah.
By the way, just a tip, you don't have to go to college.
Yeah, agree.
Oh yeah, we both didn't. We both, yeah. When I met you, well, no, I mean like did not finish.
Oh yes.
And I love meeting other people who didn't finish college. Not, I love college education. I think, I guess I should say, I love higher learning. I love progressing your education. I think it's awesome to keep learning. I think the college system in America is totally fucked and like benefits the wealthy and like it makes the wealthy wealthier and the poor poorer. Mm-hmm. And it is horrible way that like they just kind of take advantage of young people, loans. So many of my friends are financially fucked because they went, they had the audacity to do what the world was telling them to do and go to college. And now jobs are different. You know, baby boomers can go fuck themselves. You know? So anyway, millennials are super hardworking and we deserve a lot more respect than we get.
Retweet.
But what was I saying? College thing. Biggest ego. And so it is funny to me that like, don't let school get in the way of your education. Like I didn't, when I dropped out of college, I didn't stop. I kept reading. I took more classes.
Right.
But just with specific teachers in New York. Cause I was like, I'm in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it was dope.
I think I remembered my quote. Maybe. It was either my quote or something that I wanted it
if
to be.
If you say, if you don't shoot for the moon, you miss, you'll eat a land.
Do you think I would say that? First of all, what do you think my quote would be?
I think it was like...
A young me.
Okay, let's see. Tina Fey, I don't know if she was that popular back then. Or like
back
as...
Back then!
Yeah, 40 years ago.
She's the only one that knows my real age.
I think maybe, is it a comedian?
No, I think I did it alone. Like
it was
your own
quote?
Yeah.
You quoted yourself.
Well, I didn't have like a dash self.
But it was like
a
phrase that you came up with to be remembered by.
Well, is that what a senior quote is? I thought it was just like, hey, this is something that like is worth saying.
Okay, just tell me what it is.
I think it was something still like semi-dumb, but I think it was along the lines of like, good things come to those who don't wait.
Oh.
And I didn't, it was not a, I mean, maybe it's a quote.
Put it on a shirt.
Good things come to those who don't wait. Let's see who's credited this on.
Is this
Google.
Like anonymous?
No, there's just some Wall Street articles.
Dude, you 100% should make, because I know you got merch, you should make a shirt that's like, good things come to those who don't wait. And then like 18-year-old Megan Batune's yearbook. I think that's really funny.
If my mom didn't throw away my yearbooks, not that she did.
She what?
Because I think she was like, do you want your yearbooks? And I was like, no, where am I going to put them when I was living in North Hollywood and I had no space?
Sure.
And now I'm like super scared. I'm sad because I was the design editor. So like most of my beginning graphic artwork was in the yearbook.
Oh yeah. I don't want to look at my yearbook, but I want to one day have the option.
I wonder if like people keep, like the not producers, like the distributors keep a year or like 10 from each year.
Oh, like the people who made the books? Absolutely not. Maybe
well,
your
maybe
school.
The files.
Maybe your school. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that was 40 years ago, so it doesn't really matter.
Anyway, do you have another question for me, or did we take up time talking about biggest ego?
I think we had to do that, but we can land on one tip jar. Usually we do a full segment of this, but we needed to explore our biggest ego.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I guess like my tip for that is like, if you're in high school right now listening to this, oh my God, it's going to be over so soon.
And it doesn't matter
and
at all.
And it really doesn't matter. And like, I know that I was told that when I was in high school and it didn't make it better.
Right, of course.
So I also just want you to know that I know that it sucks and nothing that I say is going to make it better. If you're out of high school, oh my God, you did it.
You did it.
College doesn't matter. Everyone, everything. I know people are going to tell you that, but don't worry. If you're out of college,
nothing matters.
But like
still.
Save money.
Yeah,
nothing
totally.
Matters, but save money.
Definitely.
Those are my tips.
Okay, this is the part of the show where we take to Twitter for a segment called Tip Jar. Usually we have about 10 of these.
Oh my God.
We're only going to do one because we are running out of time.
No.
But before we get into it, I need a quick jingle for Tip Jar because we don't have one. That's not copyright. So here we go. You're going to do a quick jingle for Tip Jar.
Okay. Give me a tip. Give me a tip. Give me a tip and put it in my jar.
I'm going to read a short suggestion that was tweeted at me, and we have to weigh and give one tip on it. That was beautiful.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
I am a winner of X Factor. 2011, great year.
Do you have one tip on rejection?
Yeah, I love it. I love rejection because it's like, great. I can go meet someone or do something that wants me. Why would I ever want to be with a job or a person or a thing that doesn't want 100% of me? Awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. Give me all the rejection so that I know to stop looking in that direction.
Love it.
Rejection and fails, same shit. I love it. I love it. I love it.
That's so good. So that's the tip is the mindset of everything that you just said.
Yeah.
That's such a good
tip. Because like if someone rejects you, dope. I don't want to be with you either because I don't want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with me. Yeah. That's not hot. Man, nothing's more attractive than someone who also likes you.
Yes.
Yeah. Clementine is nodding her head.
It's already on a shirt.
Clementine is on this show.
Mm-hmm. My tip for rejection is a little less inspiring than that. But I think if you get rejected in the more pragmatic sense of, you know.
I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
My tip is to do something that makes you feel good. So if you got rejected from an audition or from a first date or someone stood you up or your friend hates you, whatever it is, do something that you want to do and you like to do. Take yourself to a movie, go to an escape room with friends that you like and make yourself feel better and forget about it.
Yeah.
But I really like yours a lot, but since I had to sign...
You can do both. You can totally do both. Because also, just because my mindset is helpful doesn't make it not...
It's hard.
Yeah.
You got to adopt that and like fully immerse yourself into that before applying it.
Yeah.
Whereas mine, if you're struggling with adopting that mindset that Addie talked about, then you could do my thing and just eat a bunch of cake.
I mean, you're still going to feel bad. It's just like knowing that it's okay to feel bad and that at the end of it, it's better.
Yeah.
It's like better to feel bad and know it than like to be strung along. Because in the long run, that's you're gonna freaking crash. It's not gonna end good.
Yeah.
So go to that escape room, have your friends, have your support system, try out for X Factor, get rejected for X Factor, try out for American Idol, get rejected from American Idol, make your own EP, put it out on Spotify, become the next Lizzo. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do Chance the Rapper, don't be signed. Like do your thing. Like
Do your thing,
trust the process, Philadelphia Sixers come back hard.
Did you just have a stroke? Addie, thank you for all of your help.
You're so welcome.
Where can we find you on the internet for the people that are newly obsessed with you like I was when I met you?
Oh, my goodness. My dad says that Instagram is where I shine. So let's go with Papa Noel. Papa Noel. My Instagram is AddieYoMind. That's AddieYoMind. AddieYoMind. I thought I came up with that name. And I still think I did. But my friend David... is reminded me. He's like, I came up with that.
I did that. Or also Little John. Little John?
Wait, what?
Little John.
Little John.
Does he sing the song, Get Out of Your Mind?
Get Out of Your Mind.
Out of Your Mind.
Is that? Out of Your Mind.
Yeah, Little John. I love that I called him Little John.
Little John.
I am 59 this year.
The fable of Little John.
He
did a song called Let's Get Out of Your Mind. Gotta get out of your mind. Yeah, you can find me at Out of Your Mind. If you like Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter, but it's mostly gonna be me reposting stuff I do on Instagram. And I love Instagram stories. So just go to Instagram.
Instagram stories is where it's at.
It is. I have to pee so bad.
Let's
do you
want to
go backstage?
You want to go backstage, girl?
I'm backstage and motorcycle pee.
If you have a sticky situation or a burning concern, email us at justatipshow@gmail.com and be sure to sign up Sleepless in Seattle style so we don't out your true persona.
Yeah.
Double points if you mention your age because that only helps you in the end.
Oh, yeah.
Also, rate us 5 stars because life is a doozy. And what will remedy that? 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Okay, let's sign off while doing a harmony.
Oh, Elvis.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, you are just saying the same note that I am doing. It's not a harmony.
It's not a harmony because I just matched what you're doing.
I keep trying. Clementine is shaking her head no, which is a great way to end the podcast.
Oh, no.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.